Heart transplants have many inherent dangers, including trying to ensure that the body does not reject the donor heart. Researchers at the University of Technology Sydney have found that they can bioengineer heart tissue to replace damaged sections of the heart from a heart attack. I asked group leader Dr. Carmine Gentile to explain how it all worked.
Here at UTS, we are looking at recreating a heart tissue from cells that are isolated from the blood of the patient. In summary, we take cells from the blood of the patient, we transform those cells into stem cells, and with this we can make heart cells that can be transplanted back into the heart of the patient to regain that lost function that is typical of an extensive and reversible damage following a heart attack. Now, the technology is not looking at just transplanting them back, but we're also looking at creating a long-lasting effect based on the fact that previous studies show that these cells were limited in their use based on the fact that they were not surviving after their transplantation. So what we've done, we bioengineer what we call mini hearts that contain this mixture of heart cells that are able to contract together with blood vessels that are maintaining the muscle cells happy and functional over time. And together with another technology that is called 3D bioprinting, we are able to generate a three-dimensional heart tissue, basically a piece of heart that can be applied onto the surface of a damaged heart tissue. Now,
so that means that you've got your own heart tissue. It's your own stem cells.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're looking at personalized approaches to treat the patient. Correct.
And the problem with a lot of organ transplants and all sorts of things is the rejection, that body rejecting things that are not part of it.
Absolutely. So if you actually look at the numbers nowadays, there are around 100 transplants occurring in Australia yearly. And if we do some calculations on how many new heart failure patients there are in Australia, we're talking about thousands. So every 10 minutes there is a new heart attack, and one out of four of these patients will develop heart failure that might require a heart transplant. If we do the calculation, we are above 10,000 patients yearly. And on the other side, we only have 100 hearts available that are successfully transplanted into patients. Nevertheless, some of these patients that even if they receive a heart transplant, they die within a few years based on the fact that there are lots of complications. The procedure is very invasive. And we are looking at creating a friendlier and personalized approach that may overcome these problems. The heart transplant will be given by a donor to a receiver. Therefore, the patient will be under immunosuppression throughout their life. In our case, by taking cells from the same patient, we do not require the patient to take any additional drugs, so that because the body will recognize it as their own cells that can be reapplied back into the body of the patient.
And how does the 3D printing part of it come into it?
Absolutely. So we recognize that everybody is different. We are big into the diversity that is characterizing cardiovascular disease, based on the fact that the area that might be affected from patient to patient may vary quite dramatically. Therefore, creating a platform where we can work together with the clinicians in terms of collecting all the clinical data, meaning the scans that tell us how big the heart is and how big the damaged tissue is, we can 3D model in the laboratory the area that we would like to treat. And now this information is inserted in the 3D bioprinter that is able to create in 3D the shape that will adapt perfectly to the area that we need to treat in the patient. At the same time, if you think about a heart transplant, the patient is going to go through a very invasive procedure. Basically, the chest of the patient will be wide open so that the damaged heart can be replaced with a new heart. In our case, we have created a patch that is smaller inside, is it elastic enough to be folded, and therefore can be transplanted through a less invasive procedure, and therefore leading to a faster recovery for the patient as well.
That's why you're calling it a patch. So it's something that is going to be custom designed to fit the area that's required. And this is an area, I guess, of the heart that has suffered from a heart attack and the cells have died. So you've got to fill, and they're all the different spaces are a different shape, for example. Is that right?
That's totally right.
Yeah.
So imagine you have a Band-Aid on your skin. We are creating a Band-Aid for the damaged heart, for the broken heart, by using our technology.
Wow. So you can mend a broken heart.
That's our goal, yes.
Dr. Carmine Gentile, Group Leader, Cardiovascular Regeneration Group at the University of Technology Sydney, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire, all around Australia on the Community Radio Network.